Can there ever be too many balloons? Coming up, a story about gentrification here in Los Angeles.
I don't want like tons of people to follow me. I'm a runner, so I go running down Cesar Chavez, and I haven't seen a single franchise. Like, there's no McDonald's, there's no Starbucks. I hope it doesn't really change.
Boyle Heights in transition, next on Press Play.
Subscribe to KCRW's Today's Top Tune download podcast to receive a free song of the day. Find Today's Top Tune on KCRW's iTunes page.
This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. Everyone knows housing prices in Los Angeles are high. One factor is gentrification. We've seen it in Echo Park. We've seen it in Highland Park. And now Boyle Heights seems to be on the verge of big changes. It has all the ingredients of a neighborhood in flux. New first-time homeowners, a bunch of art galleries, complaints of rapacious landlords kicking out low-income tenants, and activists fighting back. I recently spent time in Boyle Heights to find out what the change looks like up close.
Well, I usually start the tour here. This is pretty cool. You can kind of see the very top of the downtown, just above the roof of that house there in the distance, and the Hollywood sign.
Kevin Barney shows off the view from his new front yard. He's 47 years old, and he's just bought his first house ever in Boyle Heights. It's a small yellow bungalow that he got for just over $300,000.
This is the living room. That's the dining room.
Kevin works for USC on its health sciences campus in East LA. He bought his house to be closer to work, but it's also a smart investment. His real estate agent, Rose Garcia, says real estate values are going up fast.
We purchased this home for $310,000, and now it's worth over $425,000.
And all I've done is paint one closet.
That's a $115,000 jump in just 5 months. I wanted to know what Kevin thinks about his presence in Boyle Heights.
How do you feel about being a gentrifier in this neighborhood? This is a Latino neighborhood now.
I don't know how I feel about that.
He does know that he likes the neighborhood the way it is.
I don't want like tons of people to follow me. I love like I'm a runner, and so I go running down Cesar Chavez, and I haven't seen a single franchise. Like, there's no McDonald's, there's no Starbucks, there's no... And I love that. I hope it doesn't really change.
But it is changing.
We're going through another round of gentrification and displacement here in Boyle Heights.
Elizabeth Blaney is co-director of the nonprofit Unión de Vecinos, or United Neighbors.
We have Sears, which is just about 3 or 4 blocks. That way you can see the tower there. That is 23 acres. The private developer there wants to put 1,000 units of market rate luxury housing there.
On a recent afternoon, Blaney stood on a Boyle Heights street corner and she pointed out 2 huge housing developments planned nearby and smaller, more immediate changes.
Down the street, you're going to see a place called Carnitas Michoacan. It's been here 45 years. It's a 24-hour taco place. They are now moving, and we've been told it will either be a Panda Express or a Starbucks. And then 2 blocks down, a 7-Eleven is supposed to be coming in.
What do you say to people who say, look, this is the evolution of a neighborhood. This neighborhood has, over the decades, changed. Different people have moved in. Different people have moved out. Like it or not, this is the way our system functions.
Well, it doesn't make it right. There should be investment in people who are currently living here, and the types of services that should be here are ones that meet the needs of community residents. Nobody's asking for a Panda Express or a 7-Eleven.
One business that is catering to current residents is the OK Market. It's a small bodega that carries milk, snacks, school supplies, and a sign in the window that says, "We're not leaving." Maria Ramirez opened the OK Market 9 years ago with her brother. They're both Mexican immigrants. Since the beginning, the rent has been $1,700. But a new landlord took over this year, and he wants them out.
The shelves look a little bare.
Yes, since receiving the 30-day notice, the owners have not been ordering more inventory. So, some of the shelves are bare.
Maria doesn't speak English, but Elizabeth Blaney translated our conversation.
Vino y de repente me trajo carta de desalojo por 30 días.
She feels it's really unfair because they were never even given the opportunity to try and negotiate a new contract or to pay higher rent or even talk about it. He never spoke with them about it.
And he didn't say, pay this amount and you can stay. He just wanted her out.
Nunca hablado sobre eso. Nunca hablado con...
Never offered to talk to my brother about even trying to pay more rent. Nothing. Didn't even make the offer. Didn't basically even talk to them.
Elizabeth Blaney says Maria's landlord is one of many in Boyle Heights who want to empty their buildings to get higher rent. The landlord, Brian Neiman of Hyde Property Management, didn't return